AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After a history-making run, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a new day is dawning. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
Pelosi will stay in Congress as a rank-and-file member.
I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress.
When Democrats will be in the minority, 15 years after cracking what she called the marble ceiling as the nation's first female speaker, Pelosi says it's time for a new generation of Democrats to take charge.
Now we must move boldly into the future.
New York's Akeem Jeffries has been the Democrats' caucus chair and could make his own history as the first black speaker. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says shots were fired and three Customs and Border Protection agents were wounded on board a suspected smuggling vessel off the coast of Puerto Rico.
These are brave members of our air and marine operations within U.S. Customs and Border Protection. So the difficulty of this job cannot be compared to the difficulty that our frontline personnel face every day, and their bravery and selfless service should be recognized.
The agents were being airlifted to the Puerto Rico Trauma Center, and an investigation is underway. In Arizona, Carrie Lake is refusing to concede in the race for governor. She says she's assembling lawyers and collecting evidence of voters having trouble casting ballots on Election Day as she considers the next move. Lake lost to Democrat Katie Hobbs. New York Governor Kathy Hochul declared a state of emergency starting today in parts of western New York ahead of a potentially dangerous bout of lake-effect snow.
The storm is going to continue. It's going to start in earnest later this afternoon. We're expecting upwards of 2 to 4 feet.
An Indiana high school student was shot and wounded when a sheriff's deputy's gun accidentally discharged in a classroom as students were taking part in law enforcement vocational training. This is AP News. A Dutch court convicted three men and sentenced them to life in prison for downing a passenger plane in 2014.
The presiding judge, Hedrik Steenhuis, announced that defendants Igor Girkin, Sergei Dubinsky, and Leonid Harchenko were found guilty for the murders of 298 people. Two of those found guilty were Russians, and the third was a pro-Russian Ukrainian separatist. One Russian was acquitted because of a lack of evidence. In the courtroom, some families of victims blinked away tears as Steenhuis highlighted how their lives were changed forever on that day. Piet Ploeg, who lost family members in the downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17, said he believed in the court system.
Now, justice for me is when an independent court gives its verdict.
Dichma von Butzelach, who spoke on behalf of the prosecutor, said all defendants were equally responsible.
They did it together and both have a different role, but not one is less than the other.
I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.